the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
P.J. back to throw, looking in trouble, steps up in the pocket, throws end zone, touchdown, Roughnecks, Cam Phillips from 7 yards out, and it is 9-6, Roughnecks. Tamu back to throw, throws, intercepted, Cody Brown at the 50, at the 45, 40, 35, 30, cuts it up, 20, 15, 10, 5, down at the 1 yard line. Cody Brown with the interception, setting up the Roughnecks at the 1. James Butler in the backfield. Takes the handoff. Left side. Ooh. Tries to dive across. Touchdown, Roughnecks! PJ drops the throw. On the run. Throws it. End zone. Touchdown, Roughnecks! Cam Phillips with another score for Houston. Butler in the backfield from the 2 yard line. Option. PJ throws, end zone, complete, touchdown, Roughnecks! Cam Phillips with his third touchdown catch of the night.
One more time!
Handoff, Butler inside, he's got the first down, it doesn't matter. The play clock will go off, the game clock will expire, and your Houston Roughnecks will be 2-0 as they beat the St. Louis Battlehawks 28-24 here at TDECU Stadium.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, but they didn't cover the spread. Man, Granato seems to be having a lot of fun with this. Let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Raybould is back, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have some fun today. Going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you, my man?
Roughnecks.
Oh, Roughnecks.
Yeah. We don't have to start with that. There's plenty of other things going on.
Okay, good.
We could carry on and on with the Astros again.
Well, I mean, I hate to tell you, but it's like the gift that keeps on giving. And I also want, I mean, I think outside of Houston, New York and L.A., this story's probably dead, or at least close to it. It's on life support.
I'd agree.
I think in those three markets, it's still the number one thing, which I don't know what that tells you, but I mean, it's still, there's something new every day, someone saying something new every day that's getting people fired up. And honestly, until we start seeing, you know, spring training scores pop up, it's probably the number one story. It's probably going to stay the number one story. And is it annoying? Yes, it definitely is. But it reminds me a lot of the first batch of steroid cheats that were coming out, and how every day I went to work thinking, I'm not talking about steroids today. But then by the end of the day, you had to, because that was still a major headline. It was still a buzz.
Well, the reality is, nothing new has happened. There have been nothing new overturned. It's just different reactions.
That's the
and
beauty of it.
Every time somebody reacts, it's, oh, well, you should take their title away now.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Well, except guys like Anthony Rendon, who's like, yeah, I mean, it's disappointing, but nobody's perfect. This kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
I mean, which is like kind of the way I look at it. Anthony Rendon and I seem to have similar mindsets on this. Like, yeah, it sucks, but, you know, whatever.
But it is one of those things, no matter what, if you have, if your opinion is that they're a bunch of turds and they should lose their title, nothing they say is going to change your mind. And if you're an Astros fan who didn't believe they did anything wrong, nothing that anybody says is going to change your mind.
Right.
And it's just like Twitter, that's all that's on there. Oh, this means this. No, it doesn't. You know, you're going to analyze every single little thing. I guess Carlos Correa is the new thing, was his response, where, I'm glad somebody basically told Cody Bellinger to STFU.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that guy, yeah, enough already, you whiny little bitch. But
he is very whiny.
Yeah.
I actually like Cody Bellinger, too, like as a ball player.
I do, too.
This is a bad look.
Yeah, it is. Just give it up.
Especially because he played like absolute dog bleep.
Yeah.
Throughout that World Series.
That's the thing.
You stole it from me.
If
really?
He played like a World Series MVP, maybe he could talk. Yeah.
The trash can banging made you go like one for a million? Okay.
970 says, living in Colorado, barely hearing anything about Astros cheating anymore, not getting crap for wearing an Astros cap anymore.
That's what I figured. I mean, in places like that, it doesn't matter because the Rockies don't feel like the Astros cheated them out of a title.
Right.
You know, in New York and L.A., they still have this bitter taste that, well, if they wouldn't have cheated, it'd be us holding that trophy, which I don't know if either of them are right. I don't know. I mean, it's impossible that they're both right. But it gives them something to speculate about, certainly.
Yeah, and you know, you got to keep in mind where the major media markets are in this country,
yeah.
New York and L.A. So because of that, I mean, I don't even know that there's that many Dodger fans really out there. But they're going to keep coming out of the woodwork. And
yep.
There's really, to me, it's just not going anywhere. It doesn't matter. Because people have their minds made up. And when they do, then they're going to react to everything to back up what they already think. And that's what's going on. So my opinion hasn't changed on anything, despite, you know, what anybody says. I'd like to start moving past it and get onto baseball, but it's not going to happen.
It's not for a while.
So I don't know what tomorrow will be. Jim Crane will talk again. Rob Manfred will just dribble on and on about God knows what.
Right.
And people react to that. So
enjoy.
My favorite thing, though, was the whole thing about with Man City coming out and people, oh, this is how you punish a cheater. It's like, nobody took away their EPL titles.
What?
That they won. Nobody did that.
Why? But I thought this is how you do it.
I'm just saying. It's like, yeah, they're banned from the European League, but they're still in the EPL. So, yeah, I just, it's like one dumb take after another. But that's okay. I like dumb takes. They're fun to make fun of.
That's the beauty of our job.
We indeed.
Can hear those dumb takes and do what we will with them.
Yeah, yeah. What else is happening?
You know, I've kind of, I don't know how much XFL did you watch this weekend?
Actually,
did you
like sit a down lot.
And dedicate time to
I watched part of all four games.
Oh, boy, you are dedicated.
And I went to the game yesterday, which I will get into next segment because it deserves a little more than 3 minutes. But I watched quite a bit, and we have not been wrong on a single thing we've given out to the people on it.
Well, that's true. And it's even more amazing that I watched, I would guess, about 2 minutes of XFL football this weekend.
Okay.
But yet, still, I can't lose... I'm seeing the future. I know exactly what's going to happen in these games, but I thought about it this weekend and I was like, well, do I want to check it out? No, it was this is on or this is on. And I just ended up not watching it.
Well, just some league wide thoughts. The only bet I made was the Renegades against the Wildcats that paid off.
Okay.
I think there's four good teams. I think Dallas, Houston, St. Louis. I think St. Louis is actually better than Houston despite the result last night. And your beloved DC Defenders.
Okay. They seem really good.
And I think
based on results.
Well, and the reason is those are the four teams that have quarterbacks that are functional.
Right.
The other games were really hard to... I mean, the other teams were really hard to watch. Even that Seattle game where they drew 30,000 fans was just bad football.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't have great quarterback play, that's what you're going to get.
But attendance was up in these games. Like,
I'll tell you what, I was surprised to hear that there were 800 fewer people this week than there were the week before, because that place was packed as far as the lower bowl and part of the upper deck on the right side. But, I mean, and they were loud, man. It was a lot louder than 17,100 or whatever.
Yeah.
But attendance was up because Seattle drew 30,000.
Which is kind of crazy, right?
Not really. I mean, I think Seattle might be the best sports city we have in this country.
It's definitely the most underrated sports city.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna show up for soccer. They're going to show up for, you know, you name it. The hockey team's coming. So, yeah. Somebody says, I listen to San Diego sometimes, and they rarely bring it up. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Fred's Dark Side asked a question about poker. Any idea where I can find bars that have poker nights? St. Dane's no longer host on Mondays. I think you're going to see less and less bars hosting free poker nights, because
I do know on Saturday,
play poker for real.
On Saturday afternoons, Maple Leaf has one, because I was there this week. I didn't play because it's free poker, but yeah, they have it. I actually watched the DC Defenders game there, but that's the only one I know of. And I got to be honest, if you're playing free poker for just fun, that's great. If you're trying to learn how to play, it is the worst way to do it.
It really is.
Because it isn't real poker, and it gives you a false sense of security. People don't play, well, I won't say that, because people do play like that in that Excalibur tournament.
Because that's like a $30 or
$55? $40, yeah.
Yeah, people are going to play that like it's like there's no money attached to it.
Yeah. So, 713-780-3776 is your number. Somebody says Seattle didn't show for the Supersonics. That's not true.
They did.
They did.
The Sonics left because they didn't want to give them a new building.
Yeah. That's just wrong. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. So I have a few thoughts on the Roughnecks, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Rough it up. Now, I will point out that I didn't watch the Roughnecks game because I went to Carbach to that concert.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So it's not like I passed on it for some, I don't know what other sports match games were on this weekend. I didn't really watch a lot. I watched some college hoops. That was about it.
Okay. Yeah, well.
I didn't watch any of the NBA All-Star festivities.
I see.
Did you?
Briefly. Well, after the game, we went to Lucky's and I watched a little bit of it there.
But all I heard was people bitching about the scoring and how it's like...
I kind of liked it, actually.
Have to be like some sort of a math whiz to figure out how the scoring works. But I didn't catch any of it.
But the one thing I'll say about the game that was really cool was it's the most interesting atmosphere I've seen at a Houston sporting event. Because it was just a party.
Okay.
And the whole thing, it was just a party atmosphere and everybody was having fun. And I don't know that they cared whether they won or lost. I think they were just enjoying themselves. And it's kind of fun because you don't get that at Texans games. And part of it, I think, is because half the stadium is the other team's fans.
Right.
And you certainly don't get it at Rockets games. And my first thought, and I'm kind of writing this for tomorrow, is like, where the hell did all these people come from? And, I mean, I kind of think that, you know, is it Bill O'Brien fatigue? You just want to see something different? Is it kind of an attachment to the... to the Oilers because of the Derek, but
or is it just desperation for football?
It might just be that. I think in part, like I have a lot of friends who went, and they're not from here, right? It's like they're Bills fans or Bears fans, and they want to latch on to something Houston, and they don't have any competing teams, So they've really latched onto this team. And it was really interesting to see. It was a good crowd. It was a lot of fun. Raheel did a nice job with his little bits. And
Does Raheel come over the stadium speaker? Or what?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He does like on-field interviews. And
did you watch this in the press box or on?
I was with the people. I didn't want to. You know me. I don't like the press box. The press box sucks. So hung out with the people, and it was great. And the wife wants to go again. I don't know how many games I'll go to because I like watching at home.
You're going to go to every game.
I don't know about that, but
I'm telling
you. I'll take in another one. But, you know, it was really cool. We went over to Lucky's and had a few drinks and hopped the train and saw it. And the train was packed. I've never seen the train that packed, even for a UH game. So people are getting smart about parking down there and taking the train. And then the only negatives were if you wanted to buy gear, the lines were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Although I figured out a little trick.
What's that?
Well, in the fourth quarter, the main one, there was nobody there, and then they got a whole bunch of new stuff there, so there was no line. So that was pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
So, the beer lines were no problem, which, you know, that's my most important thing. They were running out of some of the food at the end, but, you know, that food sucks, so who cares? But, yeah, I thought it was a great experience, and it's one of those things that I think everybody should do it just to remember we're supposed to have fun at these things because that's what people were doing. And I know it's hard to have fun when you go to the Rockets game and it's James Harden dribble, 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 dribble three.
Yeah.
And I know the Texans, it's hard because Bill O'Brien. But the reality is, you know, you should just go and have fun and enjoy it. And it was kind of cool for me to be able to do that because I don't get to do that very often.
I wonder if there would be as much excitement if the team sucked. But like you said, they're one of the teams they're one of the teams that's going to be competitive this season.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if people are still as into it if they lose two in a row. Because I got news for you. I haven't seen what the Vipers line yet is, but I'm going to be on Viper this week.
Okay.
But, yeah, and I'm kind of curious from some of the people out there to let me know why they've embraced the Roughnecks. Ran into a bunch of listeners, too. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, so exactly. Lots of Houstonians and our Texans fans, and we already have a new team. It's cool to root for. We already have a team. It's cool to root for the home team. So I think there's some of that, definitely.
Yeah.
But, it was just a different kind of crowd. And I'm like, wow, where the hell are all these people coming from? But they enjoyed it. And nice atmosphere. Helped that the weather didn't suck. That was one of the things I noticed about D.C. and Seattle. It was not good weather.
Yeah.
And for 30,000 people to show up in Seattle with the weather like that was pretty impressive. But, yeah, I think you ought to give it a try just in person and see what it's like. And our little section was hilarious and a lot of fun. And they weren't drunk belligerent. They were just drunk fun.
Yeah.
And it was just a good time, man. And it's like I said, I don't know that it'll last, but, you know, it was not bad. And God of Grind says the atmosphere is great. I'm going to watch the next game. The offense is fun to watch. You know, that was the one thing about that game. They got outplayed.
Yeah.
And St. Louis, especially in the second half, really dominated them. They got two big interceptions.
I'm looking forward to watching this game back because, I mean, at least it was a competitive game, unlike the first one. So I did see the highlight of the P.J. Walker throw, like where he threw it
sidearm. That was awesome.
That's one of the coolest just football highlights because the way the camera angle was set up, it didn't look like there was even a receiver that was going to be in the picture. So, because it's the highlight reel, I mean, I haven't seen all the angles, but the one I saw was from behind the quarterback, and it just shows him drop his arm angle and basically throw it sidearm, and it just zips through, and you don't see a receiver, It goes by all these hands of Battle Hawks, and then right there in the back, out comes the receiver, makes the catch. Pretty friggin' cool highlight. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching
the game. They made some nice plays. Both teams did. That's the thing. I thought both teams played really well. And the difference in the game was that the Knicks got two interceptions.
Okay.
That both set up touchdowns. And that was because in the end, I mean, Walker had a good game, but he only threw for 170 yards.
Right.
So that was one of the things that was kind of funny is like I'm looking at the stats going, really? Now he had a couple big plays called back or it would have been probably another 100 easy, but he said it was a cool experience and, you know, I enjoyed it. And somebody asked me, was it a better experience than a UH football game? And I was like, yeah, It kind of was because, well, when UH is really good, that's a different thing, but that's every team in the city, right?
Right.
So it's better than it's been the last 3 years there. I suppose, could it be that ticket prices are a lot cheaper than the other pro sports in Houston?
Could be.
Maybe. Somebody said, did you guys see the beer snake at one of the XFL games? Yeah, I did see that. That was pretty funny.
How was the parking situation for you?
Well, I didn't park because I just hopped the train.
Okay. Yeah.
So we just parked. Well, we didn't park. We Ubered to Lucky's and then took the train. And it was, and we had some friends that went with us, and they basically did the same thing. They parked down there. And I highly recommend that if you're going, because unless you're going to go tailgate, which a lot of people were.
Right.
But it's like $25 to park there. So almost as much
as the game ticket.
Yeah, exactly. So Magdaddy says Bill O'Brien and the Texans' dysfunctional system is what is driving me to watch the Roughnecks. I've decided to stop funding McNair's pockets. I'll wear Roughnecks gear proudly. Hey, I bought some Roughnecks gear. I like it. Just because it looks cool.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing that in Vegas.
I wish they would have had different colors.
Yeah, but I'll show you the ones I bought later. They're like one color. They're not like the uniform colors.
Oh, okay.
There's one's all red and one is all blue.
Okay.
So I like them. But Lance says, Texans games suck in general because of the fans. When the defense is on the field, you're supposed to make noise. My wife and I have been told to be quiet on multiple occasions. Or are you going to do that all game? We haven't been back in years. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never experienced that.
I haven't either. And trust me, there's plenty of reasons for me to crap on the Texans game as an experience, but yeah, that's never happened to me.
Yeah. The only really bad experience I had at a Texans game with other fans, I was at a Colts game one year, and there were two teachers sitting behind me, and all they did was yap the whole time about people they hated at work and all this other stuff, and I'm like, man, could you guys just shut up for 2 seconds and watch the game? If you're not going to cheer, that's great, but I gotta sit here and hear you cackle about Harriet. Yeah, but that was the only time. All right, we're going to have a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975. Then she on to the next. Really living large, she in awe with a Mac. When you think it's small in the mall with a...
ESPN 975. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody says, I've been asked to be quiet while sitting in the sixth row cheering on the Texans defense. I would just politely tell people, hey, Texans defense is on the field, you're supposed to make noise. When the offense is, you're not.
Yeah, that's a very odd thing.
They say, I'm sorry, but this is what we're going to do. This is what fans do. And sorry if that upsets you.
Or just tell them, hey, go call security if you have a problem with
it. Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, there's no reason not to be nice about it. But, you know. Jared says the difference with the Roughnecks is the fans are actually fans, not corporate purchase seats that are given out to clients who want to post on Facebook how cool they are.
No, I think there's a lot of fans at Texans games. Yeah, I disagree with that.
Yeah, and same thing with the Rockets. I just think that, you know, there are passionate Rockets fans. There are passionate Texans fans.
But I also think, well, I mean, I think that the passionate Rockets fans, I think there are that problem that he's talking about happens more at Rockets game than it does at Texans
games. I would agree with that, yeah.
And more so, and it's not just that there's people who don't care about the game showing up. It's that companies give out these seats and then no one shows up. That's the worst thing.
There are a lot of people that show up to those games just to be seen, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing to do, I guess.
Lamont said, if someone was to offer you $1,000 to wear an Astros jersey on the Las Vegas Strip, would you do it?
Yes.
Been hearing fans saying they have been getting the business outside of Houston. Me, I'm doing it on purpose, and I want a punk to say something to me.
For $1,000, I'd do it for...
Yeah, I wouldn't wear a jersey because I don't wear jerseys, but I'll wear my...
For $1,000, you wouldn't wear a jersey?
No, I'm not wearing another human being's name on my back.
I'd let you pick the player.
I would wear my 2017 World Series champion shirt proudly.
Yeah?
If that works for you, but no, I'm not going to wear a jersey. So...
What if it was customized and said Falcon on the back? instead of some player's name?
I don't do jerseys.
Customized jerseys are worse than jerseys with actual player names on them, in my opinion. That's just weird.
Kyle Caesar says, I got told at a Texans game that I had to quiet down or leave by security. It was ridiculous.
Security told you you're going to have to leave if you don't quiet down? I don't know where you guys are sitting, but man, I've never had anything like that happen to me.
To be fair, I'm also not up screaming the whole game either.
Yeah, that's also true.
But it doesn't bother me when people are, especially when the defense is on the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're supposed to do that. So I can't imagine that. Crystal says there's also those of us who cheer for other NFL teams but can cheer for the Roughnecks. Yeah, that's what I hit on in the last segment, is that there's a lot of people who have moved here from other places. Of course, there's always a lot of Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have some friends from Buffalo, and they've gone to both games, and they love it. And that's the thing. They're Bills fans. That's never going to change. But now there's a team, and they've embraced this community and have become part of it and moved here. Now there's a team they can, you know, call their own, where there's not a pre-existing fandom happening. So I did watch a little of the NBA.
Okay. I'm curious what you saw from it, because I didn't watch any of it. All I saw of it was people complaining about scoring and then complaining about the dunk contest. That's the only things I saw. That somebody got ripped off in the dunk contest.
Yeah, which, you know, who cares? It's the dunk contest.
I think they get $1 million, though.
Well, good for them. It's just one of those gimmicks that I don't watch anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. But I mean, if somebody got really jobbed, I mean, that sucks for him.
Well, there's always some judging thing on that. I mean, that's what happens. But as far as the game, I like the format. They still don't play defense. A lot of people, they really were trying. Well, no, they really weren't. But I thought the format was better, and that's what they needed to do, with something different. You couldn't really just. That game's been so awful for the last few years. So at least they did something different. And kind of like what the NHL did a couple years ago when they went that 3-on-3 thing.
Just change it up.
And it worked.
Yeah.
So good for them. It's still an all-star game. That doesn't mean a damn thing. But,
I think Raheel's big NBA all-star guy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he didn't watch it live because he was working.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I saw him on the field.
I guess, yeah. I mean, come on, Raheel. What's your priority here?
He said this morning he had DVR'd it and then basically caught back up through commercial breaks, I think, by the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good then.
Yeah, that makes sense. 936 says, it was the best NBA All-Star game ever. That last quarter, those dudes played like their life was on the line. Okay. I thought they played better than they did in the first few. But I don't know about their life being on the line. I thought it was
the best ever.
Well, I ain't saying much.
Man. Well, yeah, it is. It's the ever.
Well, they've all sucked, so.
Oh, okay.
This sucked a little less.
So says Fred.
Well, when was what all-star game do you remember that was?
I don't.
Special.
I don't have one in mind. Like, if this was the best ever, what did it overtake? I don't remember.
Well, there you go. So it could very well.
I don't have an NBA All-Star Game power rankings, unfortunately.
Really?
No.
Why not?
I've thought about keeping one, but
you should.
It's a lot of work.
Because people care. When they make a bold statement like that, they want you to be able to say, "Whoa, wait a minute!
Wait a minute, there,
Wilbur, 1979." Yeah. Bernard said, "I hear people whining about the NBA needs to help the NFL with their All-Star Game. How can the NFL?
Oh, the NFL is the worst. They can't improve it because the best players don't play in it. It's stupid.
It's almost touch football. Yeah, there's no reason to play the Pro Bowl.
No.
And realistically, until they've come up with this, there's no reason to play the NBA All-Star Game other than just have a party that weekend. And for, apparently, Giannis to bleep talk Harden.
I kind of like that. I'm not
going to. Yeah, that was pretty funny. But otherwise, I mean, it's just not something that I devoted a hell of a lot of time to, because it's. You know, it's more about if it's in your city, it's all more about the parties.
Yeah.
It's not really a sporting event.
Yeah.
If that's fair. But again, if you're a hardcore fan, you probably watched it and thought, oh, this is great. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see that, you know, we were talking about the seat punching on the airplane thing has gone totally...
It's everywhere.
...viral. Yeah, the guy for the... Did you see the CEO of Delta Airlines came out and said you should ask before you recline?
Well, let's also face it that that dude never flies in economy.
No.
Ever.
He's probably got a private plane.
Oh, I'm sure. So, again, everybody who's... If somebody's got an opinion like that and they're multimillionaires and they're like, oh, yeah... Reclining's awful. I mean, you've never had it happen to you. Let's be real. It is split. I get that there's some people who are staunchly for it. Or if the airplane can do it, it's meant to be done. Okay.
Yeah, and those people are airplane pedophiles.
Right. And that's just like saying, well, is there a rule against taking your shoes off on the plane? No. Does that mean you should do it? Absolutely not. There's some people who say, like, if someone reclines on them, they'll turn their air conditioning thing all the way up and point it at the back of their head.
That's not a bad plan.
But I would like it if someone pointed their air conditioner vent at me. I'm like...
Yeah, because there's never a plane where you're not hot.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, I'm hearing the Magic Comeback All-Star Game in 92 was a classic.
Okay.
So, odds the Dodgers keep calling at the Astros while at the same time trading their best player on the other team being investigated for cheating.
Hold on, what are we talking about?
The Dodgers. Those players, yeah, so the whole Mookie Betts thing hasn't come out yet. The whole Red Sox thing hasn't come out yet. So you can't really, I don't think you can go to that card right
the
now.
The weird, I guess this is just, defense mechanism, but if we're supposed to care, like, and personally, I don't care. The Astros cheated. I'm over it. They got punished. Fine. What I don't understand is, oh yeah, well your team did it too. Or, I mean, just because if you don't care that it happened, why is it, well, your team also cheated? Who cares if that team cheated? Your team got caught. Like, that's kind of the standard. Just own it. The Astros are the worst at this. Astros fans, I thought that we were going to see full-blown heel turn for Astros fans walking around like after Hulk Hogan joined the NWO, just suck it in your face.
Yeah, get a kiss my Astros.
This is what we are now.
Yeah.
Being the bad guys for the first time ever. But Astros fans, they're just not used to that role, and they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to not be the lovable underdog. Like, that's their MO. Sometimes you just got to crotch chop dudes and be like, hey, eat my ass. We're the champs. Up yours. But Astros fan can't live that way. It's not in their DNA.
I think they should go to the Shaq, tell me how my ass tastes.
Yeah.
I would be fine with that, man. I mean, that I just think that they care too damn much about what other people say. It's like, yeah, you got caught, you know bad things happen. I mean, what are you gonna do?
It's good and bad people on both sides.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
So yeah, but I do believe that at some point, well, now let's be fair, a lot of these Astros fans that are doing all this, they're new.
Yeah,
I mean, they bandwagoned probably at 2015 at the longest, so they don't know how to act.
That's true.
I mean, a lot of them are just basically, eat me, you know. And I'm okay with that. That's where I would be. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Y'all are too cool to watch the NBA All-Star game, I guess. I gave it a chance because it was different. Definitely satisfied. Great end of the game.
Yeah.
Good job for the NBA trying. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too cool for it, all right?
Yeah. You know, I told you
big deal.
Watched a lot of it while I was at the bar. So, I don't know what you heard.
I don't. Yeah. It's not that I'm too cool for it. It's just, it's a game that doesn't matter. It's not like it's life-changing stuff. I'll be honest. I didn't hear when I went to the proverbial water cooler today, no one at the office here was like, hey, how about that NBA All-Star game? Not one person. Did that happen to you?
No.
What about the proverbial coffee pot?
No.
I see you just went and got some coffee.
I did.
Did anyone ask you about your thoughts on the NBA All-Star game?
No. Everybody was talking roughnecks around here.
So roughnecks is water cooler talk. NBA All-Star game is not, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody says, degenerates here, I would be okay if the Texans cheated to win a Super Bowl. Well, I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Are you?
You're supposed to win, right? It's hard for me to fault people who are cheating to try to win. Now, if you're throwing a game, okay, that's a different animal.
But here's the thing. All these guys who are saying, I wouldn't care if the Texans did it, you're probably the same ones who were throwing a fit when, you know, Patriot had...
Bounty Gate with the Saints. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like, it's okay. If it's our team, yeah. But if it's somebody else, oh, awful. That's the problem. Like, just say, listen, you're okay if it's a cutthroat league and... The best cheaters win, or be Mr. Pearl Clutcher and say, I want it to be an honorable matchup between valiant foes who would never do anything to tarnish the trophy that they're going to receive at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're that guy, then okay, be that guy.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't be that guy when your team does it and not when another team does it.
Right, but. You know, the difference here is, you know, it's baseball. It's a cheater sport.
Yeah.
It always has been. And why this reaction now, I don't quite understand. It's baseball. This isn't the NFL.
Yeah.
And people are losing their minds. And it's just, it's hilarious to me. But, you know, and man, every day, they're like the first 10 things on Twitter. That's what it's about. No, yeah. Really, there's nothing new, guys.
But that's the...
There's nothing new, and there's nothing you're going to say to a Dodger fan that's going to change their mind. There's nothing he's going to say to you that's going to change your mind. Why are you investing so much angst into it?
Great question.
That's just, you know, that's my question for everybody. Anyway, we could talk about your boy J.J. Watt getting married. Woo.
Is that big news? Is that a death knell? What are you looking at it as?
I'm pretty sure that's the end of his career.
Well, do you think it has to do with that or just that he's no longer J.J. Watt?
Oh, no. Marriage ruins everything.
Okay.
So.
Are you standing by that's what's gone on with Carlos Correa?
Yeah, well, I've always said that.
Yeah.
I've been upfront about that one. But, no, I seems like a nice kid. Good for them. And I hope hope they're both happy and have a great life together.
Okay.
And I hope he has a couple more 16-sack seasons in him before he's done.
But you're probably saying that's unlikely.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But at this age, it's kind of hard to think that, oh, yeah, he's going to be...
Right.
He's still going to be kicking ass.
Well, he's definitely probably not going to be getting better.
Right.
At this age.
Right. But, you know, we'll see. I mean... There's a lot of times when you give up on a guy, and next thing you know, he comes back with a big season.
That's true.
That's why they have that Comeback Player of the Year award.
That's, well, I get that's why they have it. Now I see.
Yeah, it's just for guys like J.J. Watt.
I never knew that's exactly why they had it.
Really?
No. Now I can see.
No, there you go. Now you
Thank
know.
Thank you. You've opened my eyes to this.
Now you know everything. Oh, boy. So, what college basketball did you watch? Just stuff you bet on, or was there any games that you were particularly interested in?
It was a lot of stuff that I bet on, but I had circled the Villanova-Temple game, which ended up being pretty much a bad game. So it wasn't very much like Sunday basketball kind of. Saturday, there's so many games on that you're going to find a couple good games on a Saturday. But I also was coaching baseball this weekend, so I didn't get as much free time as I would have liked. I watched the Baylor-West Virginia game, and it was about exactly what I thought it would be. West Virginia is a bad they don't match up well against Baylor. And it was about what I thought it would be because West Virginia can't shoot. If you're a team that can't shoot, good luck, because all the stuff that Baylor or that West Virginia does well, like they play defense, they rebound, they do all that stuff. Baylor can rebound too. Like West Virginia is not going to just pummel them on the boards like they do everybody else. If you can't score, you're not going to beat Baylor. So when this game goes back to West Virginia, West Virginia is going to get extra points for it being in West Virginia. I think Baylor will beat them there too, just because I think they're a bad matchup for them. I wanted to watch the Maryland Michigan State game, which looked like Michigan State was, you know, going to snap out of their funk. And then it was like, it seemed like a million to none run to end the game. And Maryland wins that game. And then I saw, maybe the most exciting finish was the UHSMU game.
It depends on your perspective.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I did watch that.
What'd you think of it? What'd you come away thinking?
Even when they tied it up to go to overtime, it just felt like a game they were going to lose, because I've seen enough of them to know that, man, they don't have it today. And I just, even when they got to overtime, I didn't think they were going to win the game.
I think the problem, and we've kind of talked about this with UH before, is when it gets into a sort of a track meet, it's harder for them to keep up. And they played this game at, well, I guess it wasn't a full-blown track meet, but it seemed like SMU controlled the tempo of the game. And SMU, honestly,
they shot poorly, but they rebounded with UH, which nobody does.
Nobody does. But, yeah, if SMU was making any of those threes they were chucking up, UH probably would have been in trouble.
Yeah. But I just felt like they were in trouble the whole game. And yet somehow they managed to get it to overtime. I thought, okay, that's not bad. But, yeah.
It was a really horrible game to watch, honestly.
Yeah, like
a
when
million turnovers and a million missed shots.
And when they're
fun.
Playing poorly like that, they're a hard watch.
Yeah.
But when they're good, you know, they're fun. And it was one of those games, man. You could just, at least I could just tell pretty early on. It's like, yeah, they're not going to get there. 713-780-ESPN. So we must know, does Baylor have a good chance in the tournament?
I don't know. I'm not convinced on them. They've got a good chance because they're one of the teams that's really good. So I don't want to say they don't have a chance, but I wouldn't pick them. I don't think I'm, and I actually have a futures ticket on Baylor, and you know, I'm not totally crazy about it. I think they've got a shot, but if I had it over to do over again, I probably wouldn't have a futures ticket on Baylor right now.
Okay. Would you have one on Gonzaga?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do have one on Gonzaga. It's 10-1, so it's not like it's
right.
a super lotto ticket. And I've got some really, I actually tweeted this out a few days back, my portfolio of futures bets, and some of them are downright embarrassing at this point. I have Baylor 50-1, which, you know,
that's pretty damn good.
It's pretty good. I have West Virginia at 35-1, and again, I don't think they've got a shot in hell at winning because they can't score. I have Illinois at 200-1, which is decent. My favorite ticket is Seton Hall 100-1. I love it.
Yeah.
Oregon 16-1. I feel good about that. They're probably a 4 seed, something like that. They've got some decent talent and a good coach, good guard play. They could make something happen. Gonzaga 10-1. And then I've got Florida 50-1, which might as well be on fire right now. Davidson 300-1. They're not going to make the tournament. VCU 300-1. Probably not going to make the tournament. New Mexico 400-1. They might not finish with a 500 record. Mm. So you win some, you lose some.
Breaking news on the Astros.
Oh, I thought no news happens.
Francis Martez suspended for 162 games for second PED bust.
Oh, no.
I didn't even realize they still had him, to be honest with you. I thought that was one of those guys that never worked out.
So does this make, you know, the Astros aren't cheaters crowd? Does that give them ammo, or does this get hurt?
There's
the
another Astros cheater.
Another cheater. Yeah,
well,
damn it.
I mean, but how much did it actually help?
Not much, huh?
No. Nope.
When did he get suspended the first time? Like a year ago?
I don't.
Like,
I remember. I guess that's why I haven't even thought about him in forever. Is he's been gone.
He just stays suspended. Imagine being a major leaguer and you haven't gotten a paycheck in like 2 years, but you're still technically a major leaguer.
Was he really a major leaguer? What, didn't he bounce up and down?
I think so.
I mean, he was a prospect at one point.
What a dummy.
That they didn't want to give up. Remember how that works out?
Yeah.
Take a quick call. Is that KJ?
Hello, KJ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Action.
Y'all was talking about U of H basketball, and I know they're kind of hard to watch right now. But I just want to ask you, why do you think Quinn Grimes isn't doing too good with their system that they're running over there?
Well, I wouldn't say that they're hard to watch.
No,
I mean,
it's just when they're playing poorly, which hasn't been very often this year. I mean, they have won a few games where they played poorly, but for the most part, they've played pretty well. I think they're getting as much out of Quentin Grimes is a really good athlete
who's been thrown into a new system.
And, you know, he didn't really do much at Kansas last year. He hasn't really done a lot this year, but he hasn't been bad.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Quentin Grimes the way he's played. I think if you thought Quentin Grimes, because he was a Kansas guy, was going to come in and be a superhero, I think that's a mistake. I think Quentin Grimes kind of no-showed against SMU, which, okay, I mean, that's not ideal.
No.
And then, like, if you go back through the game that they lost against Cincinnati, he kind of no-showed again. But I thought that he was the best player on the floor against USF. I thought he was one of the best on the floor against Wichita. So he's had some good games. He's had some bad games. That game at South Florida, though, I'd have to pull up his stats, but I felt like he basically controlled the game, and that's a game that was a close game, a 4-point road win. I was frustrated that he didn't do anything against SMU. He was in foul trouble.
Yeah,
he was turning the ball over. It was just an ugly game, but that's going to happen. He's a young dude. He's like 19 years old.
Yeah, and I think he'll get better. And you know, the thing is, a lot of times these guys are really highly regarded coming out of high school, and you know, he goes to Kansas. He's supposed to be a one and done. And
well, that's the thing. I mean, if he had transferred here from, you know, Missouri State, no one would be freaking out about this.
But right.
Because he came here from Kansas, everyone assumed that, oh, well, this is going to be the best player in the history of UH basketball. Doesn't always work that way.
No, and I think that
there's a reason why he transferred from Kansas.
Yeah, I mean he didn't have a great year there last year.
Yeah, and he wasn't earning any more playing time.
And so, you know, he tried to, and he may still get it on track because he's a fantastic athlete. So, and you can see that sometimes, just little stuff.
He's just not the home run that people thought he was coming out of high school.
And that happens a lot.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing. But I do like him as a player, and you know, I think he'll get better if he. And I mean, I'm sure he'll stick around another year because I don't think his NBA stock is too high right now. All right, I have to tell you about mybadexperience.com. Guys, this is a real site, no fake stars or ratings, no ads. This is where you can warn others and help them before it's too late. You can post any bad experience. You want to make businesses accountable. It's a site for the consumer where you can put a stop to bad business and make a difference, and the review stays up even when it's resolved. And whether it's been a plumber or whether you had a bad experience with a contractor or anything like that, mybadexperience.com is the place to go. For $4.99, you can tell all and maybe even reach a resolution with that business. And that's the thing, man. You reach a resolution, then people see it and say, okay, they at least worked it out. but it stays up. And if they don't reach a resolution, then people are going to see that and say, you know what? I'm not doing business with those guys. And this isn't a troll site. Everything's verified. $4.99 for mybadexperience.com. A paid review is a legitimate review. This is your chance to stop bad business today. Go to mybadexperience.com.